Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Angel Manghuel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Blair steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. McNally fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Echebarren and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Manghuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jean Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman bunts in front of the plate. Etchie Barron fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally juggles the ball. That's an error on McNally. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen scores. Rudy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ten Arche hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 0 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cullen moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Powell steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Tenarche reaches third base with a triple. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando is walked intentionally. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Davey Johnson. Don Buford pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Dave McNally. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Sergio Robles pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Bob Locker now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.